He was telling me about, is he a television star? Is that where he came from?
I don't know if I've ever seen him on television.
Well, he says that our image and we're terrible and so on and so on. Well, anyway, he's no damn good.
You see, well, he's done this, Mr. President, for the whole party here. All the, I was just talking to some of the boys in the office there, and all the different counties where we've had substantial men, you know, work and so on. He's put some damn little fly by night on, doesn't tell the rest of them to get out of hell, he doesn't want them. Well, Axe Newer gets so we don't have any party organization in the rural areas of the state anymore. He's hurting us bad. But this kind of stuff, if he doesn't agree with the president, he ought to at least keep still.
Well, I think he'd be glad. I'd be glad for him to call me up and say, I want to come talk to you. And I'll tell you that this is what I don't like. I don't like your nose, your ears, and your television image, and your poll. And I'd be glad to tell him that I'd try to improve it. I'm doing my damnedest to do a good job. I'm sick, I'm worn out, I'm hounded to death, and I've got lots of troubles, and they all jump on me for all their blames. Now, he's jumping on me. He didn't lose a goddamn congressman. But I've done more for Missouri than any state in the Union. I asked McNamara today, what we're doing in McDonald, by God, is more than any president's ever done for any state in the Union. I started
to... Well, I've told the people, and I've told them repeatedly, and I've got a list of the damn stuff that's gone in Missouri. And I said, look at here, this is what this man spent in Missouri. And I'm with him, whether he's right or wrong, I'm with him. Look, this is McKelvey 10 for. Look what he's done for him. And I say, now what's happened? Every time there's something that Simon's going to now want from Missouri, the president's going to think, even though he gives it to us, because he's got that law that's through Simon, he's going to think to himself, and you are, whether you say it or not, well, let's see, that damn Hearns is governor of that state, isn't he?
And I'll be criticized for it.
It's a handicap for us to overcome before we can get you to do something. So he's hurt the state. He doesn't hurt himself. And he's hurt himself, but it hurts the whole state, too.
Who's his sponsor? Is Post Dispatch the one that's giving him the lead?
Well, the Post Dispatch, they of course are strong against the Vietnam policy.
Yes, but are they strong for him?
They supported him. They've been they've backed up some. They're not too enthused about it. The Kansas City Star is very apprehensive about it. He's fighting now with the presiding judge of the Jackson County and with the mayor over there. He's I think he'll be elected another term. But he's not running like he was. He doesn't have the organization. He talked about he's afraid I was going to run against him. Or he's going to run against me. I've never been apprehensive about him running against me. Hell, anytime he wants to run, he can get on. The things he's got to remember, the boys that financed his campaign and the organization that gave it to him are my people. Hell, they've told him they'd never support him against me.
Well, what do you support a sumbitch like that for, Ed?
Well, that was 2 years. My boys did. That was two years ago, you know.
Well, but you then don't you give him a blood test?
Well, you see, he beat my man. I was supporting another man, but the fellows that were in there were actually fellows that wouldn't go against me if it was a personal fight between he and me. Some of the labor boys, and we thought we had it won. Hell, and everybody else did, but we slipped up.
Is he a labor man?
Some of the steam fitters here supported him heavy financially and so on. They say they wouldn't do it now, no matter who ran against him. Of course, they wouldn't leave me for it. But teamsters are the same way here. But no, he's not a strong labor man. He appealed to the old faction, the cooks, you know, Jeff City, the bank there, and Tony's crowd, and all of our old bunch that's been controlled for years here.
But you tell Tony, you call him up tonight and tell him that all the long life that I've lived, and I ain't gonna live very much longer, and I'm down, and I'm having my troubles, and I haven't recovered from my operation. But you tell him that Missouri never did me worse than they did today. I want you to let him know that little son of a bitch, what he did. And
this is not Missouri. This is just him.
Well, he's a governor of Missouri.
I know, but sometimes he doesn't sure as hell doesn't.
Well, I don't want to carry it. I've carried it. The only time I ever run, never expect to run, I've got 500,000. But I sure don't like little bastard in the name of Missouri to go around and speak for him and give me hell like you did today and like you did the other day. And I told him, Governor, I'm sorry I haven't got a better image, and I'm sorry I can't be a better speaker, and I've just done the best I could with what the good Lord gave me, and I'm not as good as you experts. But I goddamn sure have done a good deal for your state, and I carried it by bigger than you did. Thank you, Ed.
You care of the state, so we're not worried about it. He's just off his track, and he's doing it purely for a selfish reason.
What is the reason?
He wants to be president one of these days, and he's not that big. One other thing I wanted to mention to you. I was over in the Middle East a couple of weeks ago, and I've got to be quite an authority now on Middle Eastern affairs. You know, I was there 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
But in Indonesia, I did spend 2 or 3 days out with Green, the ambassador there.
Yeah.
That country is just on the, it's just, you know, the government just wavered.
Yeah.
They've done what we want to do everywhere else. They've kicked the communists out.
Yeah.
They need a little help.
All right.
One of the deals he was talking about, they're bringing in cotton, I think, from maybe Australia, or we were paying for it, and then the Taiwan is going to fix it for uniforms for the soldiers. Their soldiers, he said that'd be about 800,000. They're scattered out all over the country. They're not like ours.
Write me a little note, Ed. Write me a little note so I'll have it and I can look at it and I'll do what I can to, I think it'll be helpful.
I'm so enthused about it after seeing what they've done. They killed, they say, he said, and the other boy told me, between 250 and 300,000 communists.
Yeah, I know that. I thought it's more than that. I thought it's 500. You write me a little note, though. I'm here with a bunch of these folks, and I can't do it tonight, but you write me a note. Tell me what you think we ought to do or what you've heard, and I'll immediately get in touch with Rusk and see what we can do to help them.
Boys, it looks to me like that government's already done what we want to do, and if they give you a little help, we ought to help.
Well, I get a lot of help. I get a lot of problems there. They just gutted me, you know, on foreign aid, and I've got it now with Israel and Jordan fighting each other, and I've got India food, and we've got a limited amount, but I'll do what I can if you'll just get me a note on it.
I'll drop
you call old Tony, though, and tell him his governor showed his ass.
I doubt if I can get Tony. He went to, he's out in California somewhere.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, visiting his daughter.
Well, you tell him when I needed him. You tell him when I needed him, he flew the cup. He sent me a governor that was a pawn.
Only one for this fellow, either.
What about the Globe Democrats? He for him?
No, they're not for him. They're for you. And I just hate to see you kind of feeling low about this thing. Because hell, I don't want somebody from there doing that to you.
Well, you ought to been here and listen to it, Ed.
Well, maybe I wouldn't have been as nice as you said to him.
Well, I don't think you would have. I think that you ought to have one or two of his friends just tell him that. It's a hell of a thing for him to come into a man's house and talk to him this way, but I can't do anything about it, and I'll get him. I'll live long enough to do that, and I'm after the son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
You've been with us a long time, and I don't know the damn good word about 68. As I say, we were elected together, and we'll go down together in 68.
Thank you, Ed.
Okay.
Waiting. Want to get Mr. Moyes?